Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we presented a number of kashas on the parsha of the Lashon Hara against Moshe Rabbeinu. And now we will present the Mahalach to understand this parasha. And again, this based on the Torah made of Rabbeinu, Akon HaGadol, Mufla, V'Amufla, Rav Manzer Tzal. This is your site tonight. So it's a special schus to learn his Torah. So the Gemara Masechet Shabbos and Yevamos say that Moshe Rabbeinu did three things, Mitaitoi, and HaKadosh Baruch was Maskim Al Yadu, Hashem was Maskim, was agreed with Moshe Rabbeinu. One of them was that he separated from his wife because he darshened the Kal V'chomer. If the Jews, it's a one-time thing. They were Parish, they were told to be Parish and Aisha. My social of Dibashchini, my Melashachas. Only spoke for one hour, one short period of time. And they were told in advance that it's going to happen. And there the Torah said to stay away from their wives. So me, God can come to me at any second. In other words, the Jews could plan in advance to separate from their wives. They knew when God was going to speak to them. But I never know when God's going to come to me. So if I don't know when God's going to come to me, so I have to separate from my wife permanently. Tidash in the Kal V'chomer. So Frek Tesvis, what do you mean it was Midaitoi? Tidash in the Kal V'chomer. Kal V'chomer is Din Torah. It says Tesvis in Shabbos, Pezayin, that it wasn't a Kal V'chomer Gamor. The shiny hasam and mishum aseres hadibrois. There was different because maybe the Jews had to separate because they were hearing something special. They were hearing the aseres hadibrois. Tesvis in Yevamos 62a says that it's not a complete Kal V'chomer because God told the Jews to separate from their wives one time. They can be with their wives afterwards and have babies. But the Yidden, it's a different story. But Moshe, excuse me, it's a different story. Moshe is Mevatam Apir V'Rivia for good, permanently. Bazai, it's hard to understand how to make such Kal V'chomer. It's not really a perfect Kal V'chomer. The Jews are a one-time thing. They're not Mevatam Apir V'Rivia permanently. Moshe Rabbeinu is when he separates from his wife. So Mela, it's not an absolute Kal V'chomer. Ayin Sham. Divrei HaTosfos B'Yevamos Samach Beis. L'chaira, we have to understand Tosfos' first teretz in Shabbos was that it's not a Kal V'chomer Gamor. The shiny hasam mishum aseres hadibris, because there they had the aseres hadibris, but we have in Pasuk Dalet over here. Vayomer Pisoim El Moshe Ve'aroin ve'el Miriam, tsu'u, come out, God says suddenly, to Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. Rashi says, and the word pisaim, shenigla aleihem pisaim, ve'hem tmeim b'derech eretz, ve'yutzoakin mayim mayim, ve'hoidiyam sheyafo asem Moshe shepiresh min ha'isha. Rashi explains that he revealed himself to them, meaning Hashem, suddenly, and they were tameh b'derech eretz, meaning they had marital intercourse, Moshe Aaron with his wife, and Miriam with her husband. So they cried, water, water. They wanted water to purify themselves in order to speak to their Bnei Shalom. And Hashem did this so they should understand that Moshe acted rightly when he separated from his wife. Since the Shekhinah used to reveal itself to him at all times, and there was no definite time fixed for the divine communication. Look there in the Mizrahi, how he explains Rashi. So we see from this that even Ladas Aaron and Miriam, Lay Shaykh Dvar Hashem Bebal Keri, a Bal Keri cannot hear Dvar Hashem. And the Mela, they cried out for water when God came to them and said, no, we need water. How does Tosfos say that Aseres HaDibros Shaini? Aseres HaDibros are different. That there you need to separate from your wife. There you need to be pure. There you can't be a Bal Keri. We see here not like that. We see that it wasn't the Aseres HaDibros. And Aaron and Miriam still understood that you can't speak to Hashem as a Bal Keri. And it's certainly like that, according to the Tanaim in the third parak of Maseches Brachos, that a Baal Keri is asur b'divrei Torah. V'kal v'chomer b'dvar Hashem. A Baal Keri, according to some opinions in the Gemara, is not allowed to learn. And certainly a Baal Keri is not allowed to hear dvar Hashem. V'bazoi, we have a kal v'chomer. And Aaron and Miriam had to be moide. That if God is speaking to you, if the Jews had to separate from their wives to hear God, so Moshe Rabbeinu could happen at any second. So he should certainly separate. So what was their taina on Moshe? L'chora, haya afshar lomar, based on the Or HaChaim HaKadosh here in Pasuk Vav, that since a Baal Keri needs Ha'arev Shemesh L'Tvila, ve'ein ha'Tvila goymeres ha'tahara, a Baal Keri needs the sun to set in order for him, for his Tvila to purify him. The Tvila doesn't finish the job. עניין הנבואה, כיוון שמצינו שצורך האצולס רוח הקדושה, כדי שיוכשר לדבר השם אימוי, לא יספיק טהרס המים עד בו השמש וטוהר. The union of nevuah, since it requires the emanation of a Holy Spirit in order that one should be prepared, that God should speak to him, the purity of the water is not going to help until sunset. It's no less than tahara that's required for achilas truma. So the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says that here was a special situation where Hashem spoke to Aaron and Miriam, even without Ha'ariv Shemesh, Ayin Shem Divrei Or HaChaim HaKadosh. And if so, we can say that if it's Mitzad Baal Keri, so Moshe Rabbeinu could have been Tovel immediately when God appears to him, and he doesn't have to separate from his wife. So the whole issue is because Ha'ariv Shemesh, sunset, is required. And then until then, he won't be able to receive Dvar Hashem. And that could be learned from Matan Torah. You need Harav Shemesh, because as far as Baal Keri is concerned, the Jewish people could have been Tovah before Kabbalah Satorah. And we're not Choshesh that there's going to be a plate that's Shechva Zera, that the Shechva Zera is going to come out again from the Isha, B'Shas Matan Torah. So we could learn from Matan Torah, as far as the Baal Keri issue is concerned, just be Tovah before Kabbalah Satorah. And what's learned from Matan Torah is that you need Harav Shemesh. And that would be an issue by Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, God's going to appear to him suddenly, and he's not going to have Harav Shemesh. And the Jews did have Harav Shemesh. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu had to separate from his wife. And then that Taisa says, no, it's not a Kavah Chomer Gamor. Because the Seres HaDibra is shiny. That maybe it's more chamor, the Seres HaDibros requires purity and not just Hashem's special purity, but not just Hashem speaking to Moshe. Problem is that we have a Gemara on Shabbos 86b that Ruuya Haisa Torah Linasim the Tvul Yom, the Torah could have even been given to people who were Tvul Yom who needed a Harav Shemesh. See there in the Gemara, and Rashi there explains, the Torah was only makbid on Tvul Yom Linyan Kotshim. The Sugya there says, so that some people aren't going for Kabbalah Torah, and other people are going for Tvila, the Torah was given at a time where there's no longer Tumas Pleita, we're not worried about Pleita Shechva Zer anymore, 3 days have passed, and Shalma Yisrael, everybody's pure. Ayin Shem in the Sugya. But that's not an issue with Moshe. So it says that in principle, Ru'uya Haisa Torah Linasim L'Tvuleyo. And the only reason it didn't, some should be going to Mikvah and others not. Which would be going to be Makabal Torah. So Memela, it wasn't given to Tvuleyo, but by Moshe, he's the only person involved. So that means that God could speak to him, because in principle, God speaks to you if you're a Tvuleyo. So why did Moshe have to separate from his wife? If the Shekhinah pierced him, he can just be Tovah right away and he doesn't need Harav Shemesh. So if we have to say that from Matan Torah, everybody learns that a Baal Keri can't receive Nevuah. And that's why the Jews had to go to Mikvah before Matan Torah. So Moshe separated himself in order that the Nevuah shouldn't have to wait. Because the Nevuah is going to come to him and now quickly have to be Tovah. So rather the Nevuah shouldn't have to wait, Moshe Rabbeinu separated from his wife. And this way, whenever the Nevuah comes to him, he'll be prepared. So now we can answer Kash of Tosfos. Why is it considered mitaito? He learned it from a Kal Vachomer from Matan Torah. So based on what we said, from Matan Torah, we can learn that there's no nevuah if somebody's a Baal Keri. Just there, the reason they were Parish Me'ayisha is because they couldn't be Tovah, because you shouldn't have these going to be Tovah and these going to be Makabal Torah. So that's where they were Parish. But Moshe, who could have been Tovah, that's Midaitoi, not to be Masha the Nevuah, not to make the Nevuah wait until he's Tovah. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's own decision. Moshe Rabbeinu could have run in and dunked in the Mikvah, but that wouldn't anyway have had to make the Nevuah wait Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to do that. That's midaita. So by other Nevi'im, that belav archi nevuah isn't so common by them. So it's not a cheshbon. But by Moshe Rabbeinu, shekol shah v'shah shechina medaber simoi, v'eno kaveh lo izman, midaita yase al pi alfusa mikal v'choymer. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu did midaito. The etzem yalfusa is from a kal v'choymer. The nevuah is not b'bal keri. And then Moshe Rabbeinu added, and by me it's a special instance because in a chinami I can just run and dunk. But I'm not going to do that because I don't want to make the nevuah wait. And that was midaito. That he didn't have to say. He could have said that I will go, I will make the nevuah wait. He said, no, I don't want to make the nevuah wait, and therefore I'm perish the camera. So it was, and why it was a kal v'choymer, but it was also midaito. However, we can say differently, and that is that the Torah is fitting to be given to Tfulei Yom, like we see in the Sigyan Shabbos 86b. But that is only vis-a-vis the giving of the Torah to all of the Jewish people. That it's not specifically being given to somebody who's a Tfulei Yom. So all you have here is the Yisr of the Baal Keri, who's Yisr B'Divrei Torah, Baal Kolpanim B'Kabbalas HaTorah. So the Torah could have been given to Tvulei Yom, because it's not being given to a specific person who's a Tvulei Yom. So the only issue you have is for a Baal Keri, where before he's a Tvulei Yom, before he went to Mikvah. He's a Baal Keri, so he's Aser B'Divrei Torah, and at least he's Aser B'Kabbalas HaTorah. But Moshe Rabbeinu, that the Dvar Hashem Eilav was given, b'mesiras Torah lo, was given specifically to him. And through him, the Torah was given in special, only for him. There's a specific Kabbalah Torah of Moshe, that's mechuvan, that's directed specifically at him. For that, you need tachlis ha-tara. You need complete Tara, in order that he should be fitting, that the Torah should be given through him. Like the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says. And therefore, he has to be poireish, because tevila is not going to help. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is more chomer than Klai, so Klai so Tvulei Yom is okay. Because it wasn't given to a specific person. It was given to the Klal. Moshe Rabbeinu, when the Torah is given specifically to him, he needs a higher level of tahara. And therefore he has to be poireish manisha, the tevila is not going to help. And it's Pashat that he's not going to wait until Harif Shemesh, not going to make the Nevuah wait. It's too long. The only problem is that this can't be learned for Kabbalah Satara. The Gemara says it's learned for Kabbalah Satara. But this can't be learned from Kabbalah Satara. Because by from Kabbalah Satara, you see that Torah can be given to Tvulei Yom. And it says that Moshe learned from Kabbalah Satara. It isn't a complete Kal v'Chomer, but it's somewhat of a Kal v'Chomer. What's the Kal v'Chomer? It's two completely different things. So from this we see Lechora, like the first sound we said. That the issue is, Klape Iku v'Nevuah. That he's making the Nevuah wait until he's Tovel. In other words, the issue is not Tvulei Yom. He could get the Torah at Tvulei Yom, but he's making the Nevuah wait until he dunks in the mikveh. Now in Tosis Nivamis, in Samach Beis Amar Aleph, the Ramask of the Kabbalah's man writes Tosfos that the Kal Chomer is that Lashon HaTosfos B'kovel em zman shleishi yamim v'lo yitzrichem lifro shel yoyim echad mishum keri ela mishum sofik plei tehuskaku lifro shleishi yamim kal v'choymer ani shlei kovel yizman. So there they had a set time, they knew when God was going to appear to them, but there was a chshash plei tashich v'zera, like the Gemara says Shabbos, that there's a chshash 3 days after Bia that the woman, the Zera inside of her, is going to come out and she's going to be nitmes. So Mimele, you have to wait the 3 days. So that's only a suffix plate, a suffix that the Shech Vazera is going to be ejected immediately. And they had to separate. So Kal V'Chomer me, then there's no set time for me. And there's a suffix, she is Siachir Adibu, B'Sha'as HaTashmish, or B'Yoyim HaTashmish. And there's a suffix, if the Dibur is going to be Misyachid, if God's going to come to me, maybe it's going to be B'Sha'as HaTashmish. And then what am I going to do? Well, that'd be unpleasant. Or maybe, says Tosis, oh, b'yoyim atashmish. What do you mean b'yoyim atashmish? There's already a chshash b'shas atashmish. What's the chshash b'yoyim atashmish? So the chora, the suffix of Tosis is, was Moshe only aser b'shas tashmish? And after tefillah, he could be mekabel nevuah? Or is he going to be aser the whole day? Do we require harev shemesh? And therefore it's going to be us for the whole day of Tashmish, even after Tevila. So we see in Tosis that L'chor Tosis has the suffix, can Moshe dunk and be permitted immediately or not? So this is stage two of our journey, and we still have a lot of very interesting things to talk about. And we will see continuing in the flow Sarabas Mitaris Hashem. So I just ask that you stay tuned, and we will go deeper into this amazing sugya, Gevaldik. Love it. And Ashrenu that we're zeichet to learn this Torah. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.